Yo, what up, though? Welcome to the Bully Talk Podcast Show. I am your host, Charles, co-owner and founder of American Bully Empire Magazine and Team Empire. You know, it's been a while since we been on here, about a week or so. A lot been going on. A lot of dope breeding's been happening. A lot of dope breeding's about to drop within the Team Empire family. Want to give a special shout out to Caribbean Bullies out in Florida, man. We locked in. We got something special planned for the future with Bino and a pup out there. So we're going to keep y'all updated on that. We also just added a new stud to our program. Goes by the name of Sugar Bear. Boy's going to be a beast, man. He's only 7 weeks old and very, very short, very micro. Very exotic, should I say. You know, good spread on them. Beautiful smut color. Just a lot been going on. A lot of people still been asking about the registry. If you got any questions about the registry, go to episode 2. I touched a lot on that episode as well. This episode, man, we're just going to talk about just, you know, breeding. You know, breeding stock, how to start a program, from my opinion, you know. Been doing this bully thing for a little minute now. And I'm actually restarting my breeding program with the two I got now, with Bino and Sugar Bear. So we all going to be on this journey together. And on top of that, you know, you can watch how we do it and we can help you out. A lot of people have been asking me how do they go about picking a stud. You know, my opinion is, man, if you want to pick a nice, beautiful stud, man, just do your research on some blood. Just do some research on the blood and see what kind of blood you want to start off with in your program, you know. We starting off with the Gotti line of my program. You know, just a little bit of Dax in there. Some Remy. Some Rockin' Ruby. Some Paco, you know. That's what we starting off with in our program. We're looking to add too, so we adding about two more females. So stay looking out for that. Like I said, man, just figure out what blood you wanna work with. Figure out what style of bully you want. You know, just figure out what vision are you pushing for when you want to start your program. And once you find that correct stud, you know. That's when the real work starts, you know. You want to campaign your stud. You want to market your stud. You want to get your stud out there to be one of the biggest studs. You have to put the work in with that. You know what I'm saying? So, first thing first, do your research on the blood. See what kind of vision you want for your yard. I advise people don't go for the big, big name dogs. You know, if you want a big name dog, go to that breeder and see who bred. What did he breed to make that big name dog? And you work something out with him, you know. But just do your research, figure out what division you want to push for your yard. And you know, I started off with studs. You know, a lot of people would say start off with a female. I started off with a stud. You know, I did a lot of research, a lot of pedigree research on Bino and Sugar Bear. You know, they both had the same dad, so. Both had the same dad, different moms, you know. Bino's mom is 4-time Remy. It's a beautiful mom he has. And, you know, Bino's coming out very, very correct. You know, one of the biggest heads I didn't seen on a puppy in a long, long time. You know, and always make sure your stud is going to bring attention to your yard. You know what I'm saying? So you want to get that stud that's going to just, you know, drop jaws and, I just got it all, that full package, you know. And that's really the first step, in my opinion, to starting a program is finding the stud that you like, you know, and staying true to your vision from the jump. Because, you know, a lot of people start off with something, then their whole vision just goes completely away once. They see something else they didn't like, something else they do like out there. So I just say be patient and just be really very, very patient.